listener production.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today on the Auntie Donna podcast. I'm Mark Bonanno, and we're here today. We don't have Broden or Zach in today. Both of them are off. They just said they needed to get away together. I think they went on the Spirit of Tasmania or something. They're just going out to Hobart, checking out Mona together. That was just their thing. They needed to get away. And, you know, each to their own. I personally can't fucking stand spending any time with them outside of the Auntie Donna office. That's just me. I don't know why they would ever want to spend more time with each other. That fucks me up thinking about it. But what we do have in store tonight for a limited time offer is two of the world's most well-versed and intelligent historians, because a lot of people were calling me on the subreddit, I think they were using the term fucking dumb cunt, because I didn't know when World War II or World War I started. And so we've decided to get in a couple of historians to teach me history and walk me through exactly what did happen in the history of the modern world. So we have Sir Theodore Tom...
Oh, well, not a sir yet, but thank you very much, Mark.
Oh, well, you act quite knightly.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mark. Yes, no, I'm a historian at Deakin. I'm a doctor rather than a sir. And I do have, I focus on history from a storytelling or narrative perspective. But I can definitely help you out with a few dates and that sort of thing.
Thank you, and I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to learning some facts and potentially figures.
Oh, thank you very much, Mark. Let me tell you one thing. I can't wait to teach you all about history, because a lot of people think history is a very concrete thing, but it's actually...
I know it's not concrete, because concrete is when you get little rocks, smash them up, mix them with water, and then it can make something quite solid, like concrete.
Now, I can't tell you exactly how concrete works. I can tell you, though, the ancient Romans found a way to set concrete underwater years before we did. That was a lost technology. I can tell you that. I can't tell you how it works.
Now, our next... Are you, how are you with your nasal passages? Are you do you have a deviated septum, maybe?
I have a deviated septum, and I do have that, and I do have, I'm just a very heavy breather, and,
Right. I imagine it would drive your partner a little bit crazy.
I don't have a partner currently. I like to think of, Cleopatra is my partner.
Right, that's enough.
Aphrodite is my partner, Stalin is my partner, you know, those are my partners, the books and the learning, and right, some of my students.
Okay, that's weird. And now, on my right, we of course have ancient Greek historian, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, so please tell me if I'm wrong, Herodotus.
Yeah, bro, I'm Herodotus, yo, I'm an ancient Greek historian, bro, I'm from Epping, check me out.
So, ancient Greek historian from Epping.
Yeah, boy, yeah, mate, I've got my fully sick skyline, man.
You've got your sick skyline, but you do need to learn how not to talk over others.
Oh, yeah, I can do that, bro.
Okay, so I'm here to learn.
Yeah.
Are you all right, bro?
I can only breathe through one of my nasal passages, and even that's a struggle.
I'm so sorry. I don't know if you can hear that sound, but for some reason my dog Tarzo has decided to try and tear up the carpet. So that's happening in the background. Let's just ignore it the best we can.
I'm Greek, man. That's the thing, bro.
Well, I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, my sister, my sister-in-law's abusive ex-boyfriend once said to her in an argument that the Greeks invented science, and he used that as a way to sort of emotionally manipulate her into believing that he was right about some fucking bullshit that didn't matter. They're no longer together. Is it true? Is what the man said, who, if he commits even another slight felony, may be going to jail, is it true?
Are you sure this is the path you want to go down?
Is it true? From a legal perspective, well, you might have to edit some of that.
No, it's fine. Is it true that the Greeks invented science?
Oh, dude, bro, it's pretty simple, man. So the Middle English science, the word science actually comes from the Latin, bro. Comes from the fucking Latin knowledge. So the pursuit of the of basically how things are made have coined the phrase science to mean a certain part of knowledge. Obviously, we have knowledge about skylines. Mm. Obviously, we have knowledge about where's the best place to park at Epping. Mm. But I'm telling you, man, science means knowledge, bro. So whatever you know, that's science, man.
And also the best place to get the best kebab, I imagine.
You've got
absolutely, man.
Or souvlaki.
Yeah, that's what I have. Should I go kill myself?
No.
Would that be good for the podcast?
Would it make a lot of other people feel better? Who knows? We can't really. We don't.
But I'm just putting that out there, man, because this is a character I sort of just looked up. Historians, right? That's the first one came up. Herodotus, yeah. He's Greek. I'm like, well, I know. I got a lot of Greek mates.
Is it Herodotus or Herodotus?
I think it can go either way, man. I think that's up to you and it's up to interpretation because we don't know Herodotus. But what I'm telling you, man. Are you okay, bro?
I'm just listening.
Yeah, fair enough. So
Theodore Tom, you...
Doctor.
So Dr. Theodore Tom.
No. I believe it's Theodore Tom Doctor.
Theodore Tom Doctor, sir.
No, sorry, it's Dr. Theodore Tom Doctor.
Doctor...
Yeah, he's
so
a doctor, man.
Sir,
show some respect.
Well, how have I not been showing respect?
Because you did not say his last name first, and then you did not say his proper title.
You remind me of my cousins, man. You remind me of my cousins.
We're probably related, man. Even though
we might be.
You know, you're Greek.
Well, I'm Italian.
Yeah, same stuff.
It's very well. It's they're near each other, and we're both considered wogs.
Yeah, that's right. We're different. We're very different, man. We're very different.
Very different, but also we're different, but we're the same. Which is
nah, man. You show respect to Dr. Tom, Tim Tom Doctor.
Dr. Theodore Tom Doctor.
Oh, dude, I would seriously consider getting that checked, man.
Have you? I had, when I was 20, I had a deviated septum.
Oh, he's going into his own history.
Which I do know a fair bit about.
And this is the thing about history. It's a living thing, you know. These were living people telling their stories.
So I said that...
Oh,
Dr. Theodore Tom Doctor, what is it about history that you can teach me? Because I very famously in this podcast said that World War II started around about 1945. I've now learned that, of course, that's when it ended and it started around about 39. Officially in, I think officially it started in 41 when America got involved.
Oh, so no, that's officially when America got involved. The war started in 39.
But it wasn't a world war until America got involved, is what
I think
been
certainly
told.
The Americans think so.
That's just what I... Have you ever thought of getting like a Strepsil or maybe a Suva?
Well, when I was studying at the ACU, that's very near to the ear, nose, and throat hospital, and I did drop in to a specialist. And
it's actually the Eye and Ear Hospital, man.
Yes, and you'll have to
Victoria
talk.
Parade, man.
Does that
I'm
knowledge
not that sort of doctor?
I just like to know: does that knowledge come from you being a famous Greek historian, or are you just familiar with that
no,
sort
I moved
of area?
To Melbourne. Man,
town.
Man, I moved to Melbourne in 1992. Oh, yeah. I moved there from Greece. Yeah. Now I live in Melbourne, man.
And how old were you when you moved?
I was 4,000 years old. 4,000. But I should say, man, that as a historian, I'm a historian, but only in particular in the history of DVDs, mate.
Right, so you only really
only
know.
In the history of DVDs, mate. I know anything about DVDs.
Well, can you tell me, actually, I am interested in one thing about digital video discs. I believe that's what the...
I don't know.
Acronym.
I just know the history.
Oh, the initialism, sorry, stands for. Is that right?
I don't know, man. All I know about is the history of it, man.
Was there ever so with VHS you had Betamax. With Blu-ray you had HD DVD. Was there ever, and then you just had fucking Laserdisc, was there ever something competing with DVD? Or yeah. was it Laserdisc?
I don't know, man. I can't look.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know, man. When were you?
You just said that's the one thing that you know everything about.
He didn't say he knows about the competitors.
Yeah,
he knows.
But it would be a rich part of the history. Blu-ray.
Mark, man, chill out, man.
I'm sorry.
I know everything particularly to DVDs, man. So I don't know about other stuff outside of that, man. Apart from where the Eye and Ear Hospital is in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's near at the
top.
ICU,
it's
yeah.
the top of Brunswick Street, man.
So what do you know about?
I know about all kinds of history, but I particularly focus on a narrative and storytelling version. It less about the specifics of history and how we tell the story of history.
It's very minimal crossovers between my history stuff and his.
But I do have a general knowledge of all history, and I'm happy to help you out with that. I do lecture and tutorials with first years, so any basic questions about history, I'm more than happy to help you out.
He's also on the verge of passing away.
Or from the sounds of it, turning into a frog.
I did get close to Frogman there.
Can you tell me about when DVDs first hit the market, Dr. Theodore?
So,
Tom Doctor?
DVDs...
That's one question I would know.
Yeah, all right, but he knows about broad things and lots of things, and I just want to know if...
I'm happy to answer that question for you. That's a general thing. We do cover DVDs in the second semester at Deakin. But I will let you answer the question there.
Well, 1995, rival manufacturers of the product, initially named Digital Video Disc, agree. Look, man, I'm going to live with you, bro. I'm reading off a Wikipedia article, man. I don't know anything about DVDs. I know they have been out. I know there's their old Blu-rays.
Yeah.
I know you put movies on them, yeah. And I know that's where the first time you had commentaries for movies. So I've got Rockstar on DVD.
Yep.
I got Zootopia.
Yeah.
I got Uncle Buck on DVD. So if you have any questions,
and they all have commentaries.
Yeah, man. I'm not sure actually. I haven't actually.
I reckon it's a safe bet to say that they would. I mean,
actually, Steven Spielberg famously doesn't like commentary.
That's him, man.
He feels it's like an annoying friend sitting next to you talking over the movie.
That's why Uncle Buck doesn't have one, man.
It would be an annoying, knowledgeable friend.
What's that?
An annoying, knowledgeable friend.
Well, he talked about watching the film Lawrence of Arabia with a director who was telling him interesting tidbits, and he thought the whole time, geez, I wish he'd shut up, I want to watch the movie. And in that moment he thought, if there's ever a sort of a disc-like device that comes out and I'm asked to talk over it with a separate audio track, I'll refuse that, and that's the story there.
Well, I think the difference is that Steven Spielberg in that scenario didn't have the option.
Mark, I was told I would be coming here to help you with history.
Well, then help me, cunts.
Well, ask me questions.
Yeah, mate, if you ask any question about things in my in my expertise, man, I'm happy to help you.
How long did it take for DVDs to wipe out VHS from the market?
Mark, it was in 1999 when the Matrix DVD, or it could have been 2000, I'm not 100%. The Matrix DVD, famously one of the first DVDs with an animated menu featuring footage from the film, really broke out in the market.
That's right. I don't have that one. I got Zootopia. I got Rockstar, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And I've got Uncle Buck.
But they were still making, I just want to make it clear, in 1999 they were still making VHSs.
Mark,
so
you can still get VHSs to this day.
No, they've stopped making them.
Okay, Mark.
This is what I know. I know that at some point they stopped manufacturing VHSs.
There's a place, mate.
And what I'm asking is what year did that happen? Because I believe it was the introduction of DVD that caused VHS to stop everything, being made.
And my network video, you go in, it's mostly DVDs. They got war VHSs. And you can find some older stuff, mate.
They do.
Yeah, so you can get some older things like WWF 1985 to 1992. They've got most of the main events there. So they got Buried Alive 1992, Undertaker versus Mankind. They got that on the wall there, but you can't get that on DVD.
You can get GoldenEye there as well.
Yeah, GoldenEye in there. They've got that on VHS. They also got that on DVD.
Do they have DVD GoldenEye?
They got DVD GoldenEye. It was a reprint they did in about 1992.
Have you seen 2002. Have you seen GoldenEye?
Yeah, GoldenEye's my favourite James Bond.
Oh, mine too. That's a fantastic film.
It's where it's got Natalia. She can crush you with her legs, mate.
Yes, she can. And I'll tell you, she's a beautiful actress, that one.
I'm 4,000 years old, and I've seen all of the James Bonds apart from Moonraker. And
you should watch Moonraker. It's a bit of a laugh.
I've heard it's
official canon, but
it's their jumping the shark. Yes.
It's their jumping the shark, which of course is a term relating to the television series
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
But I just want to tell you, I've seen all the James Bonds. GoldenEye's my favourite one.
So far, I feel like I know as much, if not more, about history than you two.
Well, that's because you are focusing on DVDs and Happy Days. Now, if you were to talk about Vietnam War, I could tell you about England.
You can ask me any question about James Bond, I'll know the answer.
You can ask him about James
Bond. Okay. I'm a James Bond historian, man.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I'm
happy to do some sort of quiz type thing if that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, you want to do a Vietnam quiz?
Oh, no, I was thinking more James Bond.
Yeah, do a James Bond quiz on any answer
but
to
also,
any question.
If you have any questions about
if there's
Vietnam,
any crossovers between your, what's like a World War II and James Bond based trivia online, that would be ideal.
Any of the wars is fine.
Or about DVDs that I own.
Okay.
Google DVDs that I own.
Google DVDs that I own.
Yeah, man.
All right, DVDs.
And there's a trivia on that.
Your second favourite James Bond film?
Second favourite James Bond?
Yeah.
It's a simple one, man. Die Another Day.
That's a fair.
So it's a sequel to GoldenEye.
Have you seen the...
And then Scarface.
Oh, Scarface is great. That's not a James Bond film.
No, it's not canon, but it's connected in the world.
No. I don't believe it's made by a different studio.
No, it happens after... It happens after one of the other films, Moonraker.
That's not true at all. That's not true at all.
I think it is, man. I think you need to do your research, man. That is actually true, man. Seriously, bro, I would look that up.
I don't understand. What's the link exactly?
So it's just they're not connected, but if it had continued, James Bond would have taken him down.
All right, you ready for the James Bond quiz?
Yeah.
I've got...
Okay.
Hold on.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt here, but it's just I see no... Scarface is a remake of a 1920s, 30s film.
So James Bond is a remake?
No, it's not a remake of anything.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, it's a book, mate.
No, it's just Scarface is Brian De Palma reinterpreting a very old film.
Yeah.
It's
but they've taken that. That's what they've done. They take that and they said, let's put that in James Bond's world.
Okay, I'm not going to fight with a fool.
Mate, you're the fool, man.
I live in a one-bedroom apartment.
All right, let's do the quiz, and we'll see who knows the most about James Bond.
It smells of dust.
What, your apartment?
Yeah.
Wait, we'll dust it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, man. Do you have a duster?
Do I have a dust?
I'm sorry.
Do you have a dustbuster?
I'm eating a brownie.
You get...
Do you have a dustbuster?
I do have a dustbuster.
Mate,
yes.
Just put that dustbuster on the dust.
I find when I get it, it just comes out the grills. This is the most amateur podcast I've ever been a part of.
But mate, it's simple, man. If you have dust, go to Good Guys and get yourself a dust cleaner.
I think I just don't love myself to look after my space, and I think that's the issue.
But, man, if you don't do that, you got to go. You're spending the same amount of money on Zyrtec that you could be spending.
If you took all your Zyrtec money a month, invested it into a Dyson Airblade.
Yeah, Dyson Airblade. You can get one cheap.
Are they good?
They're the best of the market, man.
I don't know, but
they're the best of the market.
But
they
Broden,
are.
Who's not here, has waxed lyrical to me about... the Dyson products.
No, he doesn't have a Dyson.
I know Zach does, and he would tell you it's fantastic.
I do not have a... Oh, wait, Broden does not have a Dyson. You can get a Dyson for like $400 these days.
Yeah, that's a good price. That's a good price.
Top line, they're like a grand.
Do you find it's a space issue? They're quite large, aren't they? Because I've just got the dustbuster for my one-bedroom apartment.
Well, then why don't use it, if you've got one?
It's like a hose, man. It's like a disjointed hose. It's no bigger than an AR assault rifle.
You know what I'm going to do? After this, I'm going to get a dustbuster. What's the thing called?
Get a Dyson extra hand stick, man.
Did you just call it an AR assault rifle?
No, it's the same size as them, man.
But doesn't AR stand for assault rifle?
Yeah. All right, so I've got a quiz. Dude, that might, what you're saying there's so much dust in your apartment, and the way you're breathing suggests to me that you've got a lot of allergy issues with that. And a lot of chest infection stuff.
It's a deviated septum.
I'm just saying, though, are you taking all the proper precautions to get better breathing in your household?
No.
Open a window. I reckon that will just make a world of difference straight up.
Amen. Seriously?
Ever since Carol left me.
I understand that you have issues regarding your past relationship. But opening a window will not affect your memories. Well, unless what, she just loved opening windows.
I just don't look after myself anymore. I come home, I lose myself in my books.
I've got something that's going to make you feel better. I have...
Just one sec. We've got to know you go, seriously. But I just want to say, man...
No, you go.
2:14...
No, you go.
No, you please, man. I want you to go.
No, I insist.
Nah, man, seriously, I have something to say, and then you can go to yours.
All right,
I just want to tell you very quickly, good guys, 2:49.
You go.
I'm going, man. I'm halfway through. 2:49, Bura 15m2 air purifier with triple filter. Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor. Oh, man, he's dead.
Oh, he
passed away. That's what happens, man. If you have too much Zyrtec, you die, man.
Do you reckon it was a Zyrtec OD?
Yeah, I think he had too much Zyrtec.
I really want that doctor back. I found the best quiz. I found the ultimate quiz.
He's dead. We've got 10 more. Okay, well, I guess I can just do the quiz.
All right, well, here's a quiz that I found that I think...
It's a shame that we're just going to leave this dead body here, or...?
What else can we possibly do? We're in the middle of a podcast. We can call 000... if we need to, but I would rather get through the last 10 minutes of the podcast and then deal with the body.
All right, will I be able to live with myself is the thing, you know? Because I have someone passes away in front of me.
I imagine you would have seen a lot of people die in your 4,000 years.
That's true, man. I've been to a lot of funerals.
Yeah.
I know the best car spots around La Pine in Epping. Because on the main road, right, you can't get parked when there's a funeral. And also there's a lot of traffic on it.
Yeah.
So you just park on the side street. There's plenty of car parks there, and you're there for like 2-3 hours. It's fine. Let's do this quiz.
So the first question of the quiz is, what make of pistol did James Bond prefer before...
Dostavel.
Wait.
If it's... By the way, I should say, I only know James Bond stuff if it's related to the Nintendo 64 game GoldenEye.
Okay, that would have helped, but anyway, let's try and get through this.
All right.
Before M forced him to use his signature Walther in Dr. No, was it a Ruger, a Glock, a Smith & Wesson, a Beretta, or a Benelli? And this is just a sample question.
I don't know the answer to that. Dosterville. DD Dosterville.
Let's say Ruger. Waiting for it to load up.
You can hear someone yawning in the background.
The answer was Beretta, just so you know. The second question.
Don't worry, Tarzo, it's just someone at the door, man.
Tarzo, it's okay. Someone's just at the door. You've set him off. I don't know who's at the door, but you've set him off. Hello.
Hello. I'm just here to pick up the doctor.
Sorry?
Just the doctor, the history of doctor.
Well, you've upset my dog.
I'm so sorry. I was just knocking on the door.
Tarzo? I'm showing there's no one out here. See?
Sorry. I'll refrain from knocks.
So
how about instead of us telling you about the doctor?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably just around the corner in this podcast studio.
No, he's dead, man.
He's dead.
Pardon?
He's dead, man. He fucking died, man. We're talking, he had too much Zyrtec, and I've said this before. If you have too much Zyrtec, you'll die. I know that you potentially wanted to, we could do a fast where we hide the body from you, but man, I feel like being upfront with you, man. I don't know you.
How long has he been dead, man.
Like 5 minutes, we've been doing this trivia.
You've been doing a trivia quiz?
Yeah, man. We're doing this trivia about James Bond. Do you know much about James Bond? Who are you?
Sorry, I'm Carol. I'm his ex-wife.
Nice to meet you. I'm Herodotus. I'm a 4,000-year-old historian.
Lovely to meet you.
I'm Mark Bonanno. Can I ask, did you ever think about opening windows in your apartment?
Oh, yes. I opened all the windows, whether it was raining or not. Why do you ask?
He had an issue with that.
He had an issue with opening windows in his apartment. It's gotten quite dusty. Even now though he owns
He's fucking dead now.
Now he's dead. It's awful.
First person on our...
That's truly awful.
I would love if someone... Do you have a lot of people die on your podcast?
Me?
Yeah.
It was not really my podcast.
Well, it's not my podcast, mate.
It's not my podcast. I'm not saying it is.
Well, who's saying if it's not your podcast, it's not my podcast.
I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that it's purely my podcast. It's the Auntie Donna podcast.
But I'm asking you a question.
You're in Auntie Donna. You're Broden Kelly.
Nah, mate.
You're doing a character right now.
Nah, man. I'm Hereditist. No, you're and not I'm a 4,000
Hereditist? Are you Hereditist?
No. I'm not against people who are related. Or I'm not against people who have the traits and looks of people from their family, which is when you are hereditist, mate.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Can I at least have access to the body? I'll
just fucking wait a second, bro.
It's under the table. We haven't moved it.
Do you know how we died?
Yeah, I said, man, too much Zyrtec.
Too much Zyrtec or dust in too much dust in his...
He was always a dusty man.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, he lived in an apartment that was dusty, or he was often covered in a lot of dust?
He was often covered in dust. He often smelt of dust. Large part of why I left.
See what you've done to my dog?
I knocked on the door.
It was rude.
It's very rude, man. Seriously, man, you are being rude, man.
You're being rude now.
I just want to clarify as well. I'm about 2,500 years old.
Yes, I assumed this much.
Yeah.
Do we want to do the second question? Of the
I can
quiz?
Do it. I don't do history per se. I'm an arts lecturer, but I know a little bit about history.
Well, the second question was, how many total deaths were there in Vietnam between 1965 and 1974?
See, some war-based questions.
444,000? No, 444,000, okay. 282,000, or 1,300,000?
Total deaths?
Total deaths.
This guy just
Vietnam
watched a documentary on Vietnam.
Between 1965
exactly. I know it
and 1974.
Between 1965 and 1974, total deaths.
Total deaths.
Well, it was arguably up to, it was in the millions if you include civilians, Vietnamese civilians.
So we go on 1,300,000?
No, it was bigger than that. But let's go 1 million. I don't think they're counting.
I'm going to say 400. All right. Yeah, okay. I'm going to say that as well.
All right. Second question of the quiz.
Did you want... maybe every time this guy gets a question right, we show him the body.
A new part of
a
the
part
body.
Of the body, yeah. I was
or
like
just the body.
In increments.
I'm no, not a guy, nah, mate, Carol. Nah, mate, the
I'm
whole
sorry.
Thing.
Sorry, this is very rude. I'm Carol.
Now, we show this bloke right. We show him... every time he gets a question right, we show this bloke the whole body. The whole shebang, mate.
So he just like...
the whole spread.
And then maybe after that, we can prank call some... some plumbers.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing.
Just a little joke for me.
He showed us a funny video today, two tradies prank calling each other.
I was doing more of a Guido Hatzis type reference.
Oh, right.
Which I think is very funny.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Sorry.
Tony Moclair.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm up for this.
So every time you get a question right, we show you your ex-husband's body.
You get a peek
a little
at the
bit
body.
More of the body. Okay, great.
He died of bad allergies, man.
Well, he technically died of a drug overdose.
From Zyrtec.
I always said
it's
to
an
him,
antihistamine.
I always said if he's going to go, it's going to be either a drug overdose or to do with the dust thing.
Yeah. And I just want to say, and it had to do with both in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and
true.
I want to say, I'm not against histamines. I think histamines are fine.
Yeah, but if they upset you, then you can be anti them.
My new partner.
Oh,
Annie,
that's probably why he died, man. He broke a heart, man.
No, he was fine.
No, I mean, probably that's why he said the thing is allergies, but man, it's a broken heart, man.
No, he was fine.
What was the first song from a James Bond soundtrack to get nominated for a Grammy Award?
I reckon I'm going to go, it's the dum da da dum 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 da da dum dum dum.
I don't think that's a question. Was it You Only Live Once by Nancy Sinatra?
Okay.
We Have All the Time in the World by Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings. For Your Eyes Only by Sheena Easton or You Know My Name by Chris Cornell.
I'm going to go Crazy Frog song.
I'm going to go Wings. I really want to see my ex-partner's body.
Live and Let Die.
I need closure.
Live and Let Die was correct. So we'll give you a peek at the body.
Okay.
All right. Just can you just close your eyes for a second?
Sure.
Can you help me lift it up on the table, please?
I think I think this bloke takes a peek.
I think it would be better and easier if we close your eyes, Carol.
Sorry.
If we lift the body up onto the table, just put it in front of her, get her to open her eyes and then close her eyes, and then we put the body away.
But only if I can pick the soundtrack while she views the body.
I see no harm in that.
Great. We ready to go? Are you
ready? Help me lift the body.
All right. All right. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes. Close them. Close your eyes.
All right.
All right, let's put the body back.
I let her have a moment with it.
What is it? All right. I just thought it was...
Okay. No,
they get a peek.
Okay, we'll put it back.
I think if she gets the next question right, she can have a moment.
Okay. The next time you get one, you get a moment.
Okay.
All right.
No, we're not wrapping it up, Sam. We're really on a riff here.
Next question. Which foreign country gave the Viet Cong early warnings of US forces as they approached? Was it China? Yeah. Was it the USSR or was it Thailand? Which foreign country gave the Viet Cong early warnings of the US forces as they approached?
Do you want some thinking music?
Yes, please. Now, famously, the USSR and China were forced into being allies with the Viet Cong due to America's involvement. Which of those two did it? Maybe this is something to do with Thailand over land, but I don't think it is. I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say China.
Incorrect. It was the USSR.
You don't get to see his body.
You don't get to have a moment with your dead husband.
But I'm gonna. I'm going to have a quick look.
You should have a quick moment?
Yeah.
Let me get him.
He's fucking... He was so beautiful, man.
But now the life has been... Doesn't he seem just like... like an
don't you fucking look, man.
Stop looking, Carol. Close your fucking eyes. Fuck.
Sorry.
It's like an egg without a yolk.
Yeah. Nah, man, it's like a dead human.
Yes, what I'm doing is trying to create like an analogy.
Man, I've had an egg without a yolk, man. One time, no, this is serious, man. We went to Coles and I got a half does. That's what Greek people say.
Yeah.
And took it home. It's the best bit of song. Anyway, so I open it up, and there's no fucking yolk in there, man. So I took it back to Epping Coles. I said, man, there's no fucking yolk in here, man.
It was just full of white, or was it empty?
It was just fucking clear shit.
Yeah, the white.
Nah, clear, man.
Yes, but it's referred to as the white. There's the white and there's the yolk.
I'm referring to it as the clear, man.
What?
Anyway, so I took it back and I said, man, there's no fucking yolk in here, man. They said, all right, just replace and do another one. I went home.
Just like one egg, or did they replace the half
They replaced it with another half does. I got a different brand, actually.
Can I put the body under the table? Carol's been sitting here patiently with her eyes closed.
Yeah, no worries.
For about
put it back.
Fucking half an hour.
I don't mean to make a whole big thing out of this, but I did. I was planning on going out for dinner after this. So, if
well, man, he's dead, man.
Yeah, he's my ex-husband. I don't have a great deal of feeling for the man.
Are you serious?
Well, you spent a life with him.
I spent 6 years with him.
That's a fuck ton of time, man.
When you were with him, you could have seen 1.5 Olympics. 2 winter, 1 summer.
That's true, I did.
You would have seen 2 winter Olympics and 1 summer, man.
That's true, I did.
Or depending, you could have seen 2 of
you. It was 2 summer, 1 winter.
You could have seen both. If you set it up perfectly, if you set it up perfectly when you, in the time you're with him, you could have seen 2 summers, 2 winters.
Saw Athens.
What if they started
Beijing.
Dated?
I can't remember the Winter Olympics.
What if they started dating during a Summer Olympics?
Did you?
No.
Well, if they did, what do you mean?
Would they have seen 2 summer and 1 winter?
They would have seen. If they dated halfway through Summer Olympics, they could have seen 1 whole Summer Olympics, 1 half Summer Olympics, 2 sim winter ones.
No. That would have been an 8-year relationship.
Yeah. No, man. So you got... So what's the date?
The date today is November... We've recorded this on the 16th of November.
No, but just give me an Athens one.
I don't know.
2004?
That was 2004.
You're dating him 2004, right? Yeah. Then you do that, and the next one you go to...
Oh, no, you're not wrong.
Beijing.
You're not wrong.
You fucking dumb cunts.
Why didn't you say that you knew so much about... How many Olympics there would be in a 6-year period?
Man, I am Greek. We invented the Olympics, man.
We started dating in 2003.
Oh, then you only saw...
We saw Athens, we saw Beijing, and I cannot remember the city.
So you could have still seen... You could have seen two summers, two winters.
We didn't. I remember.
You sure about that?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, let's do the maths on this.
I remember we broke up.
I want to see how many of the Olympics.
Let me explain this in terms. I have a vivid memory. We had broken up. I signed the divorce papers. I was staying at my sister's house, and I remember watching the Winter Olympics after the 2010 Winter Olympics. I think it was like a ski jump on my sister's couch.
They do that in the winter one. That checks out.
So I vividly remember watching the 2010 Winter Olympics at my sister's house while I was staying there. So you That's can come at years. Me with maths and things. What I have is the truth. What I have is my story.
Well, I feel like I am undoubtedly less of a dumb cunt after having both of you guys on the podcast. I want to thank you.
What was the point of this podcast?
So essentially what the subreddit for his podcast was saying that he didn't know anything about history.
It's not just for my podcast. It's the
Mark Banana podcast every week.
Hi, nice
and people check in with the Mark Banana podcast.
Sure. I was just coming to give my ex-husband a lift.
Yeah, but he's dead, man.
He's dead.
He is dead.
He's a guy you live together. He'd be a bit emotional. You saw four Olympics with this guy.
If you answer one more question about the Vietnam War, we'll let you take your husband's dead body with you home. But you have to answer correctly.
Okay. I really think you saw eight Olympics.
Eight Olympics?
Yeah, including the Paralympics.
Oh, if we're counting.
Well, if you count the Paralympics. Are you...
I do.
All right. I mean, as everyone should.
Yes, everyone should.
So you saw eight.
No, wait.
No. Now let's move on. Everyone should count the Paralympics as
the Paralympics.
Yeah. In some ways, they're...
More important.
They're more important because
the
they're
Commonwealth
using...
Games, the Paralympic competitions and the...
I would say also the Invictus Games, but that is a new concept.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, if you want this body,
yes, I gotta get this.
You want this body?
I trust me to get this body to the authorities more than I trust you bozos.
So you just tell me then, to make that happen, all you need to do is tell me how many prisoner of wars / missing in action soldiers are still unaccounted for.
Okay.
Is it 1,621? Is it 2,003? Or is it 10,564 prisoner of war soldiers?
Can I get some thinking music?
Still being unaccounted for.
Absolutely, man. And your thinking music today is Judas Iscariot singing "Strawberry Kisses."
Great.
Strawberry kisses.
Okay. Missing in action or prisoner of W? Kisses. Is that the question? Okay.
A little hard.
But I gotta tell
now
you
I know
this,
that a lot of there was a lot of scrums in the war. A lot of unaccounted for people dying and people having to escape battlegrounds without.
Thought we were just disarm our own men.
Being able to take the bodies with them.
To my heart, other
it was a kind of warfare that
on a string.
We'd never encountered before in the
Boy,
West.
Can you tell me how much I care?
That being said, 10,000. It's an unclear question for me.
I've been missing your strawberry kisses.
1,621. 2003 or 10,564 prisoner of wars or missing in action soldiers being still unaccounted for from the Vietnam War.
That's a tough one. That is a really tough one.
There's no question.
It's a real stab in the dark here. I'm going to have to go 2,000.
Incorrect. It was 1,621. You do not get to take your husband's dead body home with you. It stays here in the podcast studio.
But I'm going to give you DVDs.
Thank Carol, you do win a couple of DVDs. We've got Rockstar and we've got Zootopia.
Great.
And
you can't have Uncle Buck, my man.
Unfortunately, Uncle Buck is Herodotus's favourite.
Yeah, that's my name. That's my name.
Can I say thank you so much for having me on the podcast? I've had so much fun.
Carol, you've been our
quiz
favourite guest that we've had so far.
The ex-wife of a guy who died, man.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for having me on, man.
No worries.
I really appreciate it, bro. Say hi to Mark and Zach for me. I mean Zach and Broden.
I don't care. I will. I don't care. You got my name wrong, though. I just want to make that clear.
What?
I don't care.
Mark.
I don't care. You got my name wrong. Mark, doesn't
just
matter.
Meet you, but you seem like a really intelligent young man.
Ooh.
I heard about a Something's guy on the just podcast come up. Who thought that World War One happened in the 1920s. At least you're not that guy.
Well, that was him, man.
What?
That was Mark.
Oh, you're the laughing stock of the history community.
Goodbye, cunt.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.